All right, well, good morning. All right, a lot to do today, a little bit of an esoteric daf today, but we'll get through it. All right, so let's pick up last three lines of Nun Hamad Beis. I'm going to Huna. Call your she'in by Yerek. Any city that does not have Yerek, that does not have vegetables, in Talmud Chacham Rosh Eladirba. Right? A Talmud Chacham shouldn't live there. Shouldn't live there. Now look at Rashi. Can't stop in my Binayu. This is Mamish. All right.
I'm on base.
This is what happens when I leave for a day. Everything falls apart. All right, fine. So let's go back. So the Gemara says, my Binayu. So we'll say, if you remember again, the Gemara was talking about these individuals who live in these temporary towns. So the Gemara said, my Binayu, what's the chilik between the two different approaches? Meaning, Ula said, if you go just back above, Ula said, she'en la merchatzos. Ula says that they don't have bathhouses right there in the city. Rabbi Yochanan said, mipnei shamar gishin zela zebetvila. Because ultimately, again, they know when the other's being told. Well, my Binayu, what's the practical difference between them? Ikebenayu nara de samach lebesa. If you have a river that's close to the house. So this way, by definition, even though there's no din merchatzos, you have the base tvila there. Okay. I'm Rav Huna. Kol ir she'in bo yerek. Any city that does not have vegetables in it, ein tamid chacham rosh eladirba. A tamid chacham can't go ahead and live inside of it. So we'll say, what's the pshat? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, ein tamid chacham lefi shayerek tov lemachol. Vegetables are good for you. You see, it's not your mother didn't invent that, right? Vegetables are good for you. The nilkach bezol. And here's the interesting part: they're cheap. V'yachal lasok b'torah. So we'll say, because they're cheap, you have an inexpensive way to support yourself. Being that you have an inexpensive way to support yourself, you'll be able to continue to learn Torah. Therefore, the Gemara says, any city that doesn't have vegetables, it's not a great idea for Talmud Chacham to go ahead and live there, because Talmud Chacham is not going to be able to afford the cost of living in that particular city. Which is also an interesting yisod. The Gemara really is also saying, between the lines is what? Live within your means. All right, you want to learn Torah, that's fine. But make sure then to set up your lifestyle in a way that you can do that. So the Gemara says, Lememra, the Yerek Ma'alya. This is a fascinating discussion. Is that to say that vegetables are really good for you? V'hatanya, but we learn. Shlosha Marbines Azevel. There are three things that ultimately cause a person to... Marbines Azevel literally means to relieve themselves all of the time. So three things that cause a person to constantly have a looser stomach and relieve themselves all the time. V'kovven Esakoma. And ultimately cause one's posture to become a little bit bent over. V'notlin Echad Nechamish Me'os Me'ar Ein of Shalatam. And remove one five hundredth of their eyesight. And these are they, the Eluhain, Tap of Nunbav, Pas Kibar. So we'll say Pas Kibar means bread from coarse flour. Rashi says, Shnudar Balaz. Okay, if that helps you. Right? But the idea is bread from coarse flour. Bread from coarse flour. You have to say, we'll say that in the eyes of the Gemara, so things like whole wheat and things like that, that's what the poor ate. Right? Rich people ate white bread. Eat white bread. This is interesting, right? A little bit, times change, right? But again, to eat the whole wheat, no one would ever dream of doing that unless you had to. So Pas Kibar also represents this idea, this bread, I guess they call it like multigrain, this is coarse flour bread. The Shechar Chadosh means new beer. They're also understand when the Gemara talks about beer, the Gemara is usually referring to date beer. So apparently date beer was only really good after it sat for a while. So if you drink new beer, fresh beer, that's not going to be good. V'yarek, and vegetables. So we see from here the vegetables are not good for you, right? They go ahead and they cause the person to relieve themselves frequently, take away 1/500th of your eyesight, and cause you to be stooped over. So the Gemara says, lo kashya, it's not a contradiction. Habe tumi v'karsi habe sharyaki. What is talking about? Tumi is garlic, karsi are leeks, and this is talking about all vegetables. So what does this mean? Or everything else. Look at Rashi. Rashi gives two gears souls. Tumi vakarsi lo malu. So the first gears of Rashi is that garlic and leeks are not good for you. Whereas all other vegetables are good for you. Kach shamati, this is what I've heard. However, look at Rashi says. Venira ba'eni, so it's always fascinating when you see this. So Rashi says, when I learned this sugya, the way it was taught to me is that the bad vegetables are the garlic and the leeks. But I have to tell you, venira ba'eni, but if you ask me my opinion, which the good part of writing a parish is, it doesn't matter if somebody asks you your opinion or not. Right? You can give your opinion. Venira ba'eni, it would appear to me, tumi v'karsi mali, I think just the opposite. I think it's actually the garlic and the leeks that are good for you. So he quotes over here the Gemara Baba Kama that extols all of the beneficial health benefits of garlic. So therefore, it seems to be Rashi feels the second way, that in reality, tumi and karsi are good for you. All other vegetables bring these difficulties with them. Now, of course, the problem with that approach is that saying only two out of the entire vegetable family are good, everything else is detrimental, which is probably why Rashi was taught it just the opposite. Tumi and karsi are probably the difficult ones. Everything else is beneficial. Kedisanya, the Gemara says, shum yerek. Garlic is a vegetable. Krishin chatzi yerek. So Krishin are not turnips. Radish, thank you. Krishin are a half a vegetable. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Niritz known. Krishin is not radish. Snown is a radish. Krishin is leeks. Okay, leeks. Fine. So Yerek, Krishin, Chatz Yerek, Niritz known. If one sees a radish, Nira Samchaim. One sees the elixir of life. So apparently, again, a radish was considered to be exceptionally beneficial. The Gemara says, really, v'hot hanya, but we learned, but we learned elsewhere, that if you see a radish, it's like seeing the potion of death. Lokash, that's not a question. Haba'olin haba'imos. One is referring to the leaves, one is referring to imos, literally means the bulbs, right? The actual radish itself. So apparently the leaves are problematic, but the bulbs themselves have health benefits. Kan b'imos hachama, kan b'imos hagishamim. One is talking about during the summer, one is talking about during the winter. Rashi says, b'imos hachama, yofin, shemetzanen es haguf, b'imos hagishamim kashin. So apparently radishes cause a person to become colder. So during the summer, that's good. It cools a person down. But in the winter, of course, that's problematic. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol yir sheyesh ba ma'alos u'mordos, any city that has ma'alos u'mordos. Ma'alos u'mordos means steep ascents and descents, right? So any city that has very hilly, steep terrain. Ma'alos u'mordos, kol yir sheyesh ba ma'alos u'mordos, adam u'behema sheba, mesim b'chatzi yimehem. So animals and people and animals that live in that city will die in the middle of their lives. So the Gemara says, "Mesim sata sagadaitcha." What does that mean? That literally is going to cut their life short, cut their life in half. Ela'ima maskin bechatzi yemehen. Rather, what it means is it accelerates the aging process. The idea is that since each and every day they have to exert additional energy going up and down the steep ascents and descents of the city, it causes them to age prematurely. Amarav, so we'll say, see, we're learning today. Mamish, no vegetables, no exercise, right? And that's the key to a happy life. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Amarav, when a breed of Yeshua. So Rav Huna Rav Yehoshua said the following: Honey, molaisa, debe biri u debe narash askinun. These molyosa, look at Rashi. Be bari u be narash, be zayaros. These are two cities, right? The city of Bari, the city of Narash. V'yesh bein zuluzu ma'alos u'mardos. And between these cities, there are steep ascents and descents. V'hein moliosa. Moliosa just means steep inclines, right? Ascents and descents. All of these things, askinun, cause us to age prematurely because of the effort we have to exert. Fine. We'll say now back to the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, ba l'rabas. We'll say now, that's very interesting. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah that Lamaisa, when you go ahead and you establish the tchum of a city, you square off the tchum. You square off the tchum, right? You draw a straight line between the outermost point and you square off that area. The Gemara is going to discuss now a little bit about exactly how you do that. So Tana Rabbanan, Bala Rava, when you come to square off the tchum, Mirava Biribua Olam, you go ahead and you square off the square in the direction of the world. What does that mean? No Saint Sifona Litzafon Olam. You go ahead and you point the northern side of the square towards the northern side of the world. Meaning, it was like there are different ways you could position a square. Because let's say the city itself is not necessarily facing on a straight, you know. I'm sorry. Right, the circle, or for that matter, it's just, if you could imagine, let's say the corner of the city points northward, right? It's not a north-south orientation. So the Gemara is just saying is when drawing the square, we draw the square in a north-south orientation. So the Gemara says, "Ubalurava." When you come to square it, "Mirava beribua olam." We square it in accordance with the directions of the world. No, saying tzifon l'tzifon, we make the northern side towards the north. Tzifon olam, udroma l'darom olam, and ultimately south towards the southern side of the world. V'simanach, and if you wanted to remember this, how to know this? Egla b'tzifon. So also they're using now constellations, right? So Egla is Taurus. So Taurus is in the north. V'akrav b'darom, Scorpio is in the south. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that the scorpion is in the south. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im eno yodea l'rava b'ribua shel olam, if you don't know how to go ahead and square it off according to the directions of the world, mirava k'minat kufa, you could square it off in accordance with the seasons. So what the Gemara wants to say now is, based on the sunrise and the sunset of different seasons, you could potentially figure out what the proper directions of the world are. Ketzad. So the Gemara says, what does this mean, Ketzad? How do you do this? Chama yotza biyom aruch, v'shokas biyom aruch. If you look at the direction in which the sun on the longest day of the year, if you look the area between where the sun rises and the sun sets on that day, that area in between those two points, Zehu Pnei Tzafon, that's called north. Chama Yotze B'yom Katzar V'Shokas B'yom Katzar. If you look on the shortest day of the year, and you look at where the sun rises and the sun sets, Zehu Pnei Darom, that's called south. Tekufas Nisan U'Tekufas Tishrei. So Tekufas Nisan is the spring equinox. Tekufas Tishrei is the autumn, the autumnal equinox. Chama Yotze B'Chatzi Mizrach. The sun rises in the middle of the eastern horizon, v'shokas b'chatzin ma'arav, and sets in the middle of the western horizon. Shene'emar, holech al-daram v'soved al-tzafon, it goes from the south to the north, holech al-daram bayom, it goes from the south by day, v'soved al-tzafon balayla, and it circles back to the north by night, soved, holech haruach. So the Gemara says, soved. Sovev. Right. So holy charuch. Elu pnei mizrach, upnei marav. So what does this mean? This refers to ultimately the eastern side and the western side. Pame mahalachton, upame misavevasan. Sometimes you actually see the sun traverse this area, and sometimes over the course of the night the sun circles back around and you don't see it travel. Amrav Mishash. So Mishash comes along and says, what's that? All the Gemara is saying over here is that Lemaisa, if a person doesn't know the actual directions, right, then Lemaisa, one could be able to tell the directions by the setting and rising of the sun during different seasons. Okay. Amrav Mishash. Mishash says, Lesnu lahani klavi. But Mishash says, I don't believe that the statements made above are correct. I don't believe they're correct. Desanya, because the Braisa says, Lo yotza chama me'olam mikaren mizrachis tzifonis. The sun never rose mikaren from the corner of mizrachis tzifonis. This is northeast. V'shaka bekaren ma'aravas tzifonis, and set in the northwest. V'lo yotza chama mikaren mizrachis dromis, and the sun never rose in the southeast area, the southeast direction, v'shaka b'keren ma'aravas dromis, and never set in the southwest. Okay, so they seem to just be arguing on the movement of the sun. So Mishashi therefore comes along and says that previous prices seem to indicate, or Biosi seem to indicate, that Lemaisa, you could tell the directions of the world dafka by these observations. So all Rav Mishashi is correct. All Rav Mishashi is coming along and saying is that Lemaisa, I think your observations are wrong because some of the things that you say occur never actually occur. Okay, Amr Shmuel, ain't tekufas Nisan nofeles ela ba'arba rive hayom. So Shmuel says tekufas Nisan, which again is the spring equinox, never falls out in the four quarters of the day. Now, what are the four quarters of the day? We'll see. Oh, when does it fall out? O b'tchilas hayom, either the equinox either begins at the beginning of the day, o b'tchilas halayla, or the beginning of the night, o b'chatzi hayom, or midday, o b'chatzi halayla, or midnight. Ve'ein tekufas tamuz nofeles, and again, tekufas tamuz is the summer equinox. The summer equinox only begins, elo o b'achas u'mechza, o b'sheva u'mechza. Only either 1.5 hours or 7.5 hours into the day, bein bayom bein malayla, either into the day or into the night. Ve'ein tekufas tishrei, Kvas Tishrei, I will say, is the autumnal equinox. No, fellas, ela o b'shalosh shows. It either falls out at 3 hours into the day, or b'tisha shows, or 9 hours. Bein bayom, u bein balayla. Either by day or by night. Ve'in tekufas teves. Tekufas teves, which is the winter equinox, only occurs when, no, fellas, o ba'arba u'mechza, o ba'esor u'mechza. Either 4.5 hours or 10.5 hours, bein bayom u bein balayla, either by day or by night. Ve'in bein tekufa l'tekufa, ela tishim ve'echad yom v'sheva shos. This is interesting. And between each equinox, there is not more than 90 days, excuse me, tishim ve'echad yom, 91 days, and 7.5 hours. Ve'in tekufa mosheches mechaverta, ela chatzi shah. And furthermore, this is actually very interesting, from the beginning of one season to the next, so the cycle of the movement of the constellations only changes by a half hour. Okay. Vamar Shmuel, in lecha tekufas nisan, shenofeles betzedek, she'ino mishaberes esayilono. So Shmuel says furthermore, if it turns out that tekufas nisan, so tekufas nisan again is our spring equinox, were it to fall out during the time of Jupiter, tzedek is Jupiter, that by definition, if that happens, she'ino mishaberes esayilono. So it's phrased in a strange way, that there's no such thing as a spring equinox falling out during Jupiter that doesn't break the trees, which is another way of saying that if the spring equinox occurs during the time of Jupiter, it's bad for the trees. Mishabarza, it's bad for the crops. Ve'im l'cha tekufas teves, shenofeles betzedek, and similarly again, if the winter equinox falls out during Jupiter, she'ina miyaveshes es hazro'im, that doesn't dry out the seeds. Apparently, again, I guess the equinox changing during the time of Jupiter for some reason has a negative effect on vegetation. That's only, again, if the moon also renewed itself at that time. Either with the moon or during the time of Jupiter. Okay, I will say, remember, this. The only reason we even got into this is only because the Gemara is telling us, remember, the take-home message from this entire daf is that when we go ahead and we make our square, right, we do it on a north-south axis. That's all it's saying. We're doing directions of the world. So all the Gemara just said, what happens if I don't know the directions? Okay, you can observe that through the astronomical events of sunrise and sunset over the course of the year. That then opened the door to this whole discussion about equinoxes as well as Jupiter. Okay, so says the Gemara, Nun Vav Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan. So we'll say, let me give you this. I don't know if this is going to be very helpful, because it just did not copy well. But let me give it to you anyway. You know, I don't want to share it like that. So these are actually supposed to be color pictures. But I guess I found out what happens when you copy color. It tends to turn it into significant black. I think I used up a whole thing of toner. All right. Anyway, yeah, I should ask my kids to draw it a little bit better. All right, so, I mean, if you have a picture book, it will be quite helpful, because we need a little bit, just a couple of visual aids over here. Now, it's not complicated, just helpful. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Hamiraveya es ha'ir, if somebody wants to go ahead and square off the city. So I will say, if you take a look over here, this is picture number 203 on the sheet. You can see it on your sheets also. Thank you, David. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome David Krupp. Okay. Rav Shlomo Shir, he's joining us officially. He's signed up. He actually prepaid all the way through Pesachim. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, he's here. I'm sorry? He did a good job, right? It's part of his sheer hazing. You know, it's the handout. Okay, he's got to clean the coffee pot. So look at 203. So you can see over here that what are you coming to do? You're coming to go ahead and square off your tchum. Okay, you're coming to square off your tchum. So we'll see what picture 203 means in just a moment. So osa osa kemin tavla mirubas. You make it like a square tablet. Osa osa kemin tavla mirubas. The choser so we'll say step one. If you notice on page 203, so there's an additional step here. The middle area over there. You see that middle area over there? That's the city. Now, if you look, the city in this case is a circle. Like I mentioned before, it's a circle. The first step, number one, is you are squaring off the city. That's the first thing you have to do. So you square off the city, okay? After that, v'chozer umirabe es ha'tchumin. And then afterwards, you go ahead and you square off the tchumin. So I remember, What you have over here now is, essentially, that's what it means when you make it like a square tablet. So you square off the city in the middle, and now the tum is going to be 2,000 amos from the edge of the square of the city, and you're going to measure each one of those squares represents your tum. Because remember, your tchum goes in every single direction. So we put essentially 2,000 amma squares around the square of the city. Now watch this. Now when you measure the tchum, lo yimdod me'emtza ha'keren, me'emtza ha'keren, apayim amma, mipnei shu mafsid es ha'zovios. Elo, so listen to this, Rabbi say. Now, the question is, now I've squared off the middle city, how do I measure 2,000 amos? So we'll say, you could have thought, now there are two ways you can measure 2,000 amos. So if you're looking at picture 203, so we'll say, just take a look for just a moment at the right-hand top square. So now I need to measure my tchum. So the way I can measure my 2,000 amos is, I can measure 2,000 amos in the diagonal of a square. Right? Let me measure my 2,000 amos diagonally. So I'll measure, so from the corner of the square of the right-hand side top of the tchum to the corner of my square of my city will be 2,000 amos. The Gemara says, don't do that. You know why? Because they both say, if you do a square with a diagonal of 2,000 amos, then what's going to end up happening? So ultimately, your distance between the top and the bottom of the square will be diminished. So the Gemara says, don't measure the diagonal 2,000 amos, because then you will lose out on the zovios, on the corners. Instead, what should you do? You measure 2,000 amos from the top of the square to the bottom of the square. And then what ends up happening? Remember, like we've already seen before, you end up getting extra distance. How? Because if from bottom of the top of the square is 2,000 amos, the diagonal is going to be even more. So the Gemara says, Ella, maybe tavla mirubas, shi'apayim ama alapayim amos. Rather, what do? You should go ahead and bring a square tablet, that is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, umanicha bikeren ba'alachsona, and you go ahead and you put these squares along the diagonals, against the sides, and along the diagonals of the middle square of the city. Nimtzeis ha'ir mishtakeres, arba meos amalekan, the arba meos amalekan. Suppose I listen to this. So now, look what we have. So let's take a look at this picture once more. Okay? So now, if you look at what we have, we're actually going to gain in two different ways. Number one, we're going to gain by squaring off the city. Because we'll say, now remember, not only are you now going ahead and getting extra area in the tchum, but let's start first from the middle. By squaring off the city, the Gemara says you're going to pick up areas, you're going to pick up the corners. So the Gemara says, now we're going to see that in these cases, the Gemara is obviously presupposing a certain measurement for the city. So we're assuming right now that the area of these types of squares, let's say 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. So the Gemara just says that, for example, when you go ahead and you square off this city, the first thing you're going to gain is what? If you look at the picture in 203, you are gaining 400 amos from the corners of the square. That's the first thing. So remember, that's not an extension of the tchum. We're not even talking about tchum right now. What have we gained from? Right? Just squaring off the city. That's not tchum. Just from squaring off the city, you've gained 400 amos, okay? So the Gemara says, Nimtzeis, mishtakeres arba amos lekan, ba'arba amos lekan. Right, so you get 400 amos here, but it means 400 amos here, 400 amos there. If you look at picture 203, it means in every direction, you're getting an extra, because you have four corners. Therefore, you're getting an extra 400 amos in each of the directions. Nimtzu, tchumin mishtakrin ches me'os amos lekan, v'ches me'os amos lekan. So we'll say now let's go to the tchum. So remember, if you have 2,000 amos from top to bottom of the square, then if I were to go diagonally from my city to the edge of the tchum, I'd have 2,000 amos plus what? Plus the 800 amos of the corners. Therefore, the Gemara says, Nimtzu, ha'ir v'atchumin mishtakrin, elef umasayim lekan, the Elef Umasayim Lakan. So we'll say something amazing happens. It turns out, therefore, that when you employ this method for creating the tchum, you don't have a tchum of 2,000 amos. You know what you actually have at the end of the day? 3,200 amos. Right? So you have your two, because remember, you've picked up an extra 400 by squaring off the city, an extra 800 by squaring off the tchum. And we'll say, I want to be clear on this. It doesn't literally mean you have 3,200 amos in every direction. What it means is that if you were to walk from your city all the way across the diagonal of the tchum, you would actually be able to traverse 3,200 amos of space. Obviously, if you walk from the edge of the city and go straight, you would have 2,000 amos. I mean, assuming, let's say, by the edge of the city. You have 2,000, but if you were to walk all the way to the diagonal, you would be able to walk 3,200 amos.
You're basically doing with the tchum, what you were doing with the city. You're squaring off.
Correct. I want to just say something. The only chiddush over here so far that we've seen is, what this introduced is that we do it to the city. You see, the idea that we square off the tchum we already saw in the Mishnah. The idea that we square off the city, we didn't see in the Mishnah. So now what we're really being introduced to is so the extra 800, this is exciting. The extra 800 amos you pick up on the tchum, that's not a chiddush. The extra 400 amos that you just got by squaring off the city, that's the chiddush. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amar Abaye, umishkachasla. So Abaye just says, okay, let's just clarify our case. Umishkachasla, bimasa dahav yetre alfi, atre alfi. Now, the Gemara says, the easiest way to imagine this, the way this works is if you have a circular city that has a diameter of 2,000 amos. Right, that's what I will say. If you take a look, this part you could even see in the picture. Right, if you notice over here, the way that this whole thing is set up is I have a circular city that has a 2,000 amma diameter. That's when I get all of these numbers, like 400 amos in the corners, like 800 amos in the corners of the tchum. So tre alfi you can find these numbers work in a city. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Tchum Arei Leviim Alpayim Amah. So I'll say now the Gemara is going to transition into another but related discussion about Tchum Arei Leviim. So what's Tchum Arei Leviim? So remember again, the Leviim were given 48 cities throughout Eretz Yisrael. The Leviim themselves don't have a tribal portion. I mean, Shevet Levi in general, it's not just the Leviim. When I say Levi, right, Shevet Levi in general doesn't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. But the Leviim were given different cities throughout Eretz Yisrael, different tribal areas to be their own. So now, Rabbi Eliezer's name, Rabbi Yossi, that the Tchum, the boundary of the city of the Leviim, is Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos, which means that there was an outer ring of the Levitic cities of 2,000 Amos. Tseimehen Elef Amos, Migrash, and I will say, out of those 2,000 Amos, you have to remove from that 1,000 amos. That was migrash. Migrash means open area, right? There was a mandated park area, right? In the city zoning rules, right? They have to have 1,000 amos open space. Nimsa migrash revia v'hashar sados ukramim. So therefore, it turns out that the open area represents a quarter of the area of the city of the Levian. And the other 1,000 amos, right, the other 1,000 amos of open area, that can be used for fields and for vineyards. So the Gemara says, Menach Nimili, how do we know this? How do we know this? Now, we're going to see that how do we know this? How do we know that the tchum of the city of the Levian was 2,000 amos? That's question one. And how do we know that the 1,000 amma open area represents a quarter of the city? Or I should say differently, that the migrash represents a quarter of the city. So Menach Nimili, Amar Rav, Adomar Krag, the Pasuk says, Mekir ha'ir v'chutza elef amos soviv. So because the Torah says, from the wall of the city and outwards, you have to leave a ring of 1,000 amos open area. Open area, no fields, no vineyards, no homes. Amra Torah, we'll say, listen to this. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Sivev es ha'ir be'elef. Torah tells us, surround the city with a ring of 1,000 amos of open space. Nimsa, migrash revia, right? Therefore, it turns out that what? So therefore, what did the Braisa say? That the migrash, the open area, is 1,000 amos. So the Gemara says, revia, it's not a quarter, palgahavi, it's half. Amarava bar ada mishucha, asabrali. So listen to this. So Rava bar ach mishucha said, it was explained to me, mashkachasla ben masa dahav yotre alfi, atre alfi. So therefore he said, the way it was explained to me is that talking about a city that is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. So we'll say, watch this. This is now going to be picture 204. Picture 204. So if you notice over here, even if you just read the text on the right of the picture, Rava bar Abba Mishucha Asabrali Mashkach Asla B'masadavi Tre Alfi Atre Alfi. The city is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Now, that middle box over there, that's the city. That's the city we're referring to now. So it doesn't help you over here, but if you look in the This is why we needed the color. See, right here, if you look in the text on the side, it says, Tchum kamahavi shissar. So we'll say, what we're going to see is, does anyone have these pictures?
Yeah.
No, does the back of your Gemara have those pictures?
It's slightly different.
Okay. All right. Yeah, whatever. If you grow up, if you could just imagine that you have that middle box there, and if you notice again, that box is surrounded by eight other boxes. So the Gemara is going to say over here that the Gemara is going to subdivide these boxes into two different ways. The boxes that fully border on the middle box. So let's say the box on top, the box on bottom, the two boxes to the sides. The Gemara right now is going to call those tchum, is going to call those boundaries. And the corner boxes, the Gemara is going to call keren, is going to call them corners, right? Chronos. So now watch this. So now the Gemara says like this. So, tchum kama havya. So we'll say, let's analyze this case. So how much is the tchum in this particular case? How much is the tchum? So the Gemara says, shissar. The Rabbah say, shissar means 16 million amos. Now, where do you get that from? So Rabbah say, now we're looking at the corners, as the four boxes that are in the corner. So you have four boxes that are 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos times four, the Gemara says, gives you 16 million square amos. Okay? So now you have your shissar. So you have 16 million square amos in the corners. Shissar. Chronos, excuse me. So tchum kamehavya. How much is the tchum? No, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. The box they're referring to over here are the four boxes that border the center box. So tchum kamehavya. Shissar. Chronos kamehavya. How much are the corners? Shissar. Are also 16, right? Rav Osai, because remember, you have four corners. So now you have the tchum representing 16 million square amos, the chronos, what we call the corners, representing 16 million amos. So,
sixteen million
square amos.
Right.
16 million square amos. So the Gemara says, "Dao tamnia de tchumin." So we'll say, listen to this. Now remove from that. Now let's work backwards. So now we have our total. Remove from that the 8 million square amos that represent the tchum. The arba de chronos, and now 4 million from the corners. Kamahavi, how much do you have left? Tresar, you have 12 million. Nimtza, 2 million. Nimtza, migrash revia. Therefore, it turns out that's what? Therefore, Abosa, using those numbers, it turns out then that indeed the migrash, the open space, will be a quarter. So the Gemara says, Tvei mitlasaninu. So the Gemara says, that's fine, but lemaisa, remember what we said before, Abosai, the Gemara wanted to suggest that the migrash was a revia. So the Gemara says, but now even using those numbers, that's not true, it's not a quarter, it's really more than a third. To which the Gemara says, I see arba dimasa shadi alayu. Abosai, the Gemara says, well, 1 second. You now have to go ahead and in figuring out that tchum, you have to take the area of the city and add that to it as well. So remember, now you also have lemaisa, the 4 million square amos of the city, and add that onto this calculation. To which the Gemara says, akati tilsar. Also remember, all we're trying to figure out over here is we're trying to figure out the relationship of the size of the migrash to the city and to the area itself. That's all we're looking to do. And the Gemara is just telling us that the Braisa said that the Migrash is a quarter of the city. It doesn't make sense. The numbers don't add up. So the Gemara says, Misavris berivua ka'amar. So we'll say, now the Gemara totally backtracks. Do you think that we're talking about a square? Is that what you think we're talking about? Beigula ka'amar. We're talking about a circle. But I will say, watch this. Now turn your page over here. So now if you turn your page, and this is picture number 205, so again, pretty much the bordering areas are all the same. The only difference over here is now we've changed the middle into a circle. Now that we've changed the middle into a circle, the Gemara says, Bigula ka'amar, kama. Good. So we have, okay. Right, so watch this. Kama meruba yeser ala igul. So how much is a circle greater than the square? Excuse me, how much more is a square greater than the circle? Revia. So there's a quarter. Meaning there's an assumption more that there's a quarter more, because you remember, that's the corners. There's a quarter more in the area of the square than of the circle. So therefore, Dal revia minayu, remove a quarter from the former calculation, and what do you have? Pash sarbosa. Now watch this. So using numbers we had before, if you take away a quarter of the 12 million square amos, take away of the quarter of the square million, of 12 million square amos, so that's the 12, then that we assign to an open area, then what? Dal minayu, I'm sorry, dal revia minayu, parshalahu tisha. Then it turns out what? That you have an area of 9 million square amos. V'tisha mitlasin v'shisa revia havi. And therefore what? 9 million out of an area of what? Tlasin v'shisa, right? 36 million amos is what? Is considered to be a quarter. So I will say, so that's the resolution of the sukkah. So the Gemara wants, again, I will say, this, remember, our Levium has absolutely nothing to do with our sugya, except the only thing it has to do with our sugya. Remember, again, a couple of days ago, we had this idea that the concept of tchum, remember, the Gemara asked, where does the concept of tchum come from? Meaning, the concept of tchum, we saw Ayetzi Ishim coming on Shabbos. Where does the concept that our tchum is 2,000 amos, to which the Gemara answers, that comes from our Levium. So our Levium is pertinent. All this, but this whole discussion about how do we know that Ari Levium, the open area, is one quarter of the total area of the city, that was a little bit of a tangent of the Gemara. But the point the Gemara makes is the only way to show that the Migrash would ultimately be a quarter of the size of the city. Our mistake, the reason we were getting confused with the numbers is because why? Because we were assuming that we were dealing with a square. And when you're dealing with a square, the numbers don't add up because it turns out that the Migrash seems to be more a third of the city than ultimately a quarter of the city. But if you make the city circular, then ultimately, again, you are able to, the numbers work out, and the Migrash becomes one quarter, of the total area of the city. All right, we'll stop over here for today. A lot of city planning.